You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got the show tomorrow. We'll be doing it out from Citi Field. Hope to have plenty of Mets and Yankees themed guests there, whether it's Susan. Hopefully we get her on. Maybe Howie, have some fun out there, who will be available. But, you know, the holiday, we understand. Either way, it'll be a big Subway Series, just different with the field with both these teams struggling going in. And we'll get to the Mets in a little bit, but, you know, splitting the doubleheader yesterday. To me, it's more about the Yankees and just the continued problems that they have. Now, again, I do want to be clear that even though we're in the moment and, you know, criticizing the Yankees for the way that, for, at least for me, it's the way that they structured the team. I know some of you get on Boone, you want to get on the players, whatever. For me, it's about the structure of the team, the lack of player development, the way the Yankees' mindset is, meaning that they believe that they're better than they actually are. That's been a thing for years, whether it's numbers that they rely on, I'm not sure, just not using the eyes, thinking that they could get away with certain things. That's the biggest issue. This is not, oh, the Yankees aren't going to make the postseason, or, oh, the Blue Jays or Rays are better. I don't believe that. I think when all is said and done, Brian Cashman will make proper moves at the trade deadline. Now, will they work out? Who the hell knows? But they'll make moves. They'll be aggressive. You have to believe that Brian Cashman is going to get a third baseman, and you have to believe he's going to get an arm or two in the bullpen. And the Yankees are going to start winning some games. Judge is about to, you know, he was hot last night, obviously. He's looking like he's about to go on a tear. Now, if teams don't pitch to him, that's a different story. And as somebody who watches Judge every single night, we watch Judge every night. How could you justify anybody pitching to him, especially in a big spot? I'd rather walk him and get beat by Bellinger or whoever else and say, hey, you know what? I'm not giving up a home run to Judge. I don't care. When you pitch to him and you get away with it, you escape. You're more often than not going to get burnt if you pitch to him. Anyway, point is, this is not the end of the world for the Yankees. It's not all their bad team. No, they're going to be fine. It's just infuriating that they continue to do the same thing and expect different results year after year after year after year. They don't build the team to play baseball the right way. And they haven't. They could say that they try to change it up and bring in Jazz. He's athletic. Or, you know, think about it. For years, it was always, why is Cashman getting all these left-handed bats? Where are the, or all the right-handed bats? Where are the lefty bats? And then he goes out there and gets Rizzo and Gallo, and it's like, oh, okay, see? We did it. No, you're not understanding. There's got to be a balance, and it shouldn't be the same type of guy. Like, even Gallo, you brought him in, he was the same type of player. And he was even worse in reality than he was on paper, but, you know, launch angle. A billion strikeouts, but power. That's the last thing you needed. You need baseball players. Get a baseball player at third. Yankees didn't like Arenado. They didn't want him. Now, I don't know if that was because about the money or just because of the player. And it makes sense because he's a good fielder. He's a good hitter that even at this stage, he's not an MVP, certainly, the way that he once was. But he's going to put the bat on the ball. He'll hit for some average. He's going to play great defense. So he doesn't fit with the Yankees' value, which is, who cares about the defense? Who cares about the contact? We want launch angle. We want power. That's what they care about. But I assume Cashman's going to get a third baseman, and he'll go get an arm or two out of the bullpen and bolster this team up. And I still believe, even with their limitations, I still believe that they're better than the Blue Jays, better than the Rays, and better than the Red Sox, who was the one team that I thought could be a legit threat to them. Yankees are better than those teams. Are they better than the Tigers? No, probably not. Better than the Astros? Probably not. Like, if they played those, now I get to see how the rest of the season plays out, but right now, if they played those teams in a best of seven, I'm taking the Tigers or I'm taking the Astros. Just because I don't believe the Yankees. I think they were fortunate last year to be matched up with the Royals and Guardians. And I don't think the Yankees are as good as they were a year ago. And those other teams can be more dangerous and play the game, you know, better all around. Fundies. But still, would I be shocked if the Yankees went through the postseason and got to a World Series again? Got to. No. I don't think it's going to happen, but I wouldn't be shocked. So it's not like it's the end of the world. It's just still, our expectations are high. They need to raise their expectations and change what they believe is the right way to build a team because it's just not working. BT and Sal on the Fan. Remember, you can listen to BT and Sal on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. BT is off, so it's just you and me. Sharon is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Sharon?
Hey, Paul. Love listening to you guys. Happy 4th. Brian Cashman is so smug that he thinks that he can just take whoever he wants and put them on a roster. So we don't need a left fielder for years. We don't need a third baseman now. It's okay if I fill out the roster with six outfielder, first baseman, DHs, and no middle infielders. It just doesn't work.
Well, I mean, look, the Yankees last night playing, and maybe playing him out of position the right way. Ben Rice is not a big league catcher. He shouldn't be catching.
No, he's not.
Jazz Chisholm should be the second baseman. At least if they had Jazz at second, you could say, okay, well, they're set with Goldie, Jazz, and Volpe. Now, Volpe, if he continues to go this way, they're not going to be set any longer, but he is their shortstop. Like, that's a whole nother level of problem, Anthony Volpe. But right now, before we get to the deep issues with potentially deep issues with Volpe, let's just get guys in their proper positions. I don't think that that's too much to ask, but with the Yankees, it is.
It is. It's too much for him, and I don't trust him to get the right people at the deadline. Joey Gallo being the prime example. Frankie Montas. Like, these are who he's bringing in. What Jazz was, he was a good pickup. But beyond that, the past 5 years, I don't think I can remember a good pickup at the deadline.
Well, I mean, they could get a bullpen arm, Sharon, and thank you for the call. And you have to trust that Cashman will get a bullpen arm. You trust that they'll be aggressive because they have been aggressive. Now, whether it's going to be the perfect fit, who knows? I mean, I'm not sure they could even identify a perfect fit. They're the ones who are running Ben Rice out there. They're the ones who are putting Jazz at third. Did the Yankees think they need a third baseman or second baseman? I'm not so sure. Are they okay at shortstop, or are they thinking they need a shortstop?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, if you ask me what the Yankees' needs are, I could tell you. But clearly it's different from what they think their needs are. I would have told you to move on from Stan and DJ LeMahieu years ago. And they continue to stick with these guys. Oh, but did you see the postseason Stan had? Yeah, I did. Did you see him the first 80 games of the year? Because I didn't. And you see when he comes back, he's a roadblock. He can't even use DH to either be a flexible position or get a bat in there like Ben Rice. I get it. I get the appeal, the allure of Giancarlo Stanton. Oh, he could run into one, big G. Yeah, the Yankees don't need another big home run hitter. That's what Aaron Judge is there for. They have plenty of home runs up and down that lineup. They need baseball players. Guys who can, like, and now maybe their definition of baseball players is different than mine. And everybody's might be different. But what mine would be, okay, baseball player. How do you define a baseball player? So, well, let's see, somebody that can hit. It's a good start, right? Yeah, baseball player. Okay, you could hit. Run. Okay. Hit, run's a pretty good start. Catch/field, whatever you know. Catch the ball, field. Okay, fine. That's a, hit, run, catch. I think we're off to a good start. This is my definition of defining a baseball player. Baseball. What else do you have to do in baseball? You have to throw. Throw the ball. Okay. Hit, run, catch, throw. Anything else am I missing? Okay, catch the ball, hit the ball, run, throw. I mean, that's, a baseball player. Catch it, throw it, hit it, run the bases. I mean, that's how I would probably define a baseball player. And I think the Yankees' definition is power, mash, home run. I don't know if there's anything else. Power, mash, home run. What else would they define as a baseball player? Can't be catch or field. I don't think run, although maybe that's a thing now. Yeah, maybe I give them, it can't be because the majority of players don't. But like with Jazz, with Dominguez, Bellinger, they have some guys that can run. Maybe I'd throw that in there, but I think pretty much it's launch. Maybe it's fit a numerical measurement. Someone who has good analytics. I'm not 100% sure. Mine would be hit, run, catch, throw. No particular order. Andrew is calling from Eastchester. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Sal, before I get to my Yankee point real quick, the station plays a pre-recorded spot that you did, and they played it during this last break. And I crack up every time you say, even my wife, who's impossible to please, she loves it. I roll every time I hear that, man.
Well, thank you.
I don't know how you got away with it. I hope you didn't get in trouble for it, but yeah, it cracks me up.
No, she doesn't listen. I mean, that's how I get away with it, but thanks, Andrew. Clearly.
Yeah, right? So, but yeah, you know, as far as the Yankees go, you look at their issue of developing talent. Volpe isn't going to amount to much, I don't think. Jury's still out on Dominguez, but not terribly blown away. I'm thinking, since they have so many holes to fill, maybe they sell high on Jones. They sell high on Lombard. Ship them out before they get to this level. And if history tells us anything, it tells us that they're probably not going to do as well as, they've been, purported to be. That's just my thought. Sell high on them now. Plug the holes, especially since you're that close to, getting to where you want to go in terms of winning a championship.
I don't think it's a bad thought, Andrew. And think of it this way. They could have traded Spencer Jones last year for Corbin Burns. For 1 year, I would have done that, and they did not. And thank you for the call, because they wanted Spencer Jones. Some thought maybe to replace Juan Soto in the event that he would leave, or just in general have Spencer Jones because of some of the numbers that he was putting up in the minor leagues. And then the value diminished significantly. Now, Spencer Jones, I think, was working his way up. He might, in fact, be in AAA. I think last I saw, he got promoted to AAA. But think about how far his star has fallen. And you're right. You're right. So Spencer Jones and Lombard are going to be the next wave of guys. Just like Wells, Volpe, Dominguez, now we have the new wave of guys. Spencer Jones and Lombard. And the Yankees are going to have to decide whether they would trade them. Now, what's the perfect piece for this team? Or if they're going to stick with those guys and bring them up here. And I use this term loosely, develop them. Nobody should be off the board. The primary goal here is to win a World Series. Remember, the Yankees didn't do this with Volpe. I talked about last year trading Spencer Jones. Going back years ago, they could have traded Volpe. And they didn't. They didn't want to. And maybe that was a financial thing. See, it all traces back. To me, it all started. The Yankees started to go downhill once they acquired Giancarlo Stanton. Remember, 2016, they missed the postseason. Wow, Yankees missed the playoffs. Cashman was smart enough to be aggressive at the trade deadline as sellers. What? The New York Yankees selling? But it was the right move. Sellers. Which led to 2017 and the baby bombers. And a year with no expectations, but fans were like, okay, let's see what we have here with some of these young players. They get to game seven of the 2017 American League Championship Series and lose to the cheating Astros. From there, it was the sky's the limit. I remember thinking to myself, God, the Yankees, even in the year where they had no expectations, they get to game seven of the ALCS. This team's going to go out there and win the World Series. Judge, this guy Judge is a beast. They fire the manager. They hire Aaron Boone. They trade for Giancarlo Stanton. Now, I didn't like the idea of firing Joe Girardi or hiring a manager with no experience. But the bigger issue I had was Giancarlo Stanton. That wasn't the type of player the Yankees needed. Now, at that time, it was more about they needed pitching. But they certainly didn't need another big, muscled, hulking, right-handed power hitter that also plays the outfield. And at that time, Stanton actually played the outfield. But not only was it a redundant player, it also chewed up a lot of financial flexibility. Turned out not only financial flexibility, but positional flexibility with Giancarlo Stanton because he turned into a DH. But prevented the Yankees from going out there and getting, I don't know, a big power left-handed bat, let's say Bryce Harper. Or the Yankees trading Anthony Volpe years ago for, let's say, Luis Castillo and going out and signing Corey Seager to be their shortstop. Couldn't do that because of the money. Like, this is not just a one-year thing. This dates back to, in my mind, the offseason after 2017. And prior to last year, the Yankees they never got as far as they did or as close to the World Series as they did in 2017. Then last year, last offseason, they go out there and make the big splash for Soto. Guess what? It results in a World Series berth. Now, the ideal thing to do, and again, I know this is just crazy talk. silly me. The idea would be, okay, we've now taken it further, getting to the World Series with Juan Soto, after the addition of Soto and the other stuff that they did. But we got to the World Series. Now let's build on that. And they didn't. They didn't build on that and make the team better. They built it differently, but they didn't get better. Doesn't mean that they can't get back there, but I don't think the Yankees are better. I've said this consistently. I don't think the Yankees are better this year than they were a year ago. Christine is calling from Queens. What's up, Christine?
Sal, as a lifelong Yankee fan, I could not agree with you more. We have a text that goes back and forth with five people during the game, and we're disgruntled. We're disgruntled. And everything you have said is absolutely, absolutely correct. They're a poorly constructed roster. They don't have a bench. And we're watching rinse and repeat and errors and Volpe. And I have a ticket for Saturday's Yankee game at Citi Field, a good seat. I gave it to my nephew. I said, I can't show my face. I can't go. I can't go.
I mean, I respect it, Christine. The one thing is, you got the Mets who are playing as bad as any team in baseball right now. We'll get to them when we come back. You got to go and root for your team. Come on. I can understand the point of not taking it, though, especially going on the road. You don't want to deal with a Met fan the same way that, Met fans would feel going into Yankee Stadium, maybe not wanting to deal with the Yankee fan when the team is down. Something's got to give this weekend between these two awful teams right now. They're not awful teams overall, but they've been awful teams for, 3 weeks now and counting? The only counter that I would say, Christine, and we do appreciate the call, the only thing I would say to that is, the Yankees get away with it, and it's not as bad as it may seem because they continually win 90-plus games or continuously win 90-plus games and are in the playoffs with a legit chance every year. Now, that's not good enough for me, but it's hard for us, all of us who feel frustrated by this, to counter that argument. Because they could just say, well, you say it's not working. You say we're not good enough. How come we win 90-plus games every year and every year have a chance to get to the World Series? And I can't argue that. My answer is like, I don't know. I don't think you're that good. I didn't think you were any good last year. And it can't just be, well, the Royals stink and the Guardians stink. I mean, that's part of it, but I don't know how the Yankees got to the World Series last year. Maybe the real issue, and a caller brought this up before, I think it was John and Bayonne, that it's more of a baseball problem than just a Yankee problem. And part of the reason why they're able to still have success, even though our eyes tell us this team isn't as good as it needs to be or should be, with the high expectations with being the New York Yankees, they don't play baseball well enough to be on that championship level. Well, maybe the reason why they continually have those opportunities. Continuously have those opportunities. I get that one wrong. I need BT here to help me out with the verbiage, proper verbiage. Anyway, they continuously have these 90-win seasons and have a chance in the postseason because nobody else is playing the game the right way either. That has to be it. Because there is no other answer to it. But what I know is the Yankees aren't doing it the right way. And you would hope that something would change eventually. I'm not holding my breath.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.